Okay, we're going to begin really by going through those exercises we did this morning. We're going to go through the Kabbalistic cross, the middle pillar, and the heart prayer again. So we're just going to return to it as a sort of. So just begin by sitting comfortably.
Do you mind if I stand?
Or stand, definitely, absolutely, and do whatever feels right. Stand or sit. And we're going to begin with the Kabbalistic cross, which we begin by just sensing the body, sensing the vertical dimension, relaxing your muscles, really letting the structure of your body, the skeleton, hold your body rather than the muscular effort. And get that sense of sitting or standing in space connected to the ground. We'll make the Kabbalistic cross, which is Ate Malkut Vegebura Vegedula Le'olam Amen. So I'll just start doing it, so just do it with me. Ate Malkut. Right shoulder. Vegebura. Left shoulder. Vegedula. Vegedula. L'olam amen at the heart. L'olam amen. And again. Ade. Malkut Vegebura Vegedula L'olam Amen. One final time. Ate Malkut Vegebura Vegedula L'olam Amen. So now we will establish the middle pillar. So just again be aware of that vertical dimension. Feel the energy of the Kabbalistic cross holding you from above to below and linking the opposites. Following the central axis of the body down into the earth. And beneath you in the earth, feeling the earth sphere, this really dense, magnetic, fiery sphere that brings you to the ground that has got great depth and density and energy. So just feeling the earth sphere beneath you. And slowly bringing your attention up the body, up the central axis, to the level of the pelvis. Here finding a sphere of water, with like a very strong energetic sphere of deep water, like looking into the deep sea and having all the energy of the waters, the power of the waves, having the feeling of the deep. containing all the patterns of our lives, containing all our memories, all the past, all the images of our lives, somewhere in this deep sphere of sea or water. Letting the earth sphere connect to the water sphere. Again, bringing your attention further up the body, coming up to the level of the heart. And here, sensing or feeling a sphere that's like the sun, very fiery, very radiant. In the heart of the body, at the level of the heart. Feel its energies connecting with the sphere of water and connecting with the sphere of earth. Earth, water, fire. Letting your attention move further up the body to the level of the throat. You're feeling and sensing a sphere that's like wind or air. Sphere of vibration, your quality of space and air and bigness and wind, breath. Your attention move further up and at the crown of the head, sensing or feeling a sphere of brilliant white light, the sphere of the spirit. White crystal light. Powerful, formless energy, brighter than the sun. Letting yourself lean back and be held by the middle pillar, feeling the density and magnetism of the earth sphere, feeling the powerful energies of the deep sea and the waves in the water sphere, feeling the radiance and light of the sun in the fire sphere, feeling the sense of space and breath and vibration in the air sphere. Finding the powerful, formless energies of the spirit sphere. Letting them link together, letting them affect each other. Feeling into these different levels of your own being. Letting the pillar hold you. You feel the solidity of the sphere and moving to the fountain breath. Begin by letting your attention just rest in the sphere of the earth, feeling its power, feeling its magnetism, and just breathing in and out as you connect with that energy. And when you're ready, then on an in-breath, sense or imagine that energy moving up the central axis, being drawn up by the energy of the spirit center, passing through the sphere of water, sphere of the sun, the sphere of air, and completing its breath in the sphere of spirit. and then an out-breath coming down like a fountain. Crystal white light spilling through all cells of your being, all parts of your body, filling the space around you and within you, and collecting again at the earth sphere. Where again you just breathe in and out, relax into the earth sphere, and then on an in-breath begin the fountain exercise again. So I'll just be quiet for a little while we work with the fountain breath. And just letting the images fade and centering your attention in the heart. Being between up and down, left and right, being at the center of your experience. In a way, working now with the heart prayer, working with the longing in the heart, in a sense working with the hole or the need or the energy of the hungry ghost, but working with it to help it transform itself. So feeling the name Aima in the heart, the mother who contains the child of light, letting that name work with the hungry ghost energies, letting it redirect its energy towards the mother and the child, Aima. Just letting that soft word just direct our energies, realign our wills. Be quiet for 5 or 6 minutes while we just practice the heart prayer. Lose awareness, just come back to the center of your experience between left and right, up and down, and just softly use the word Aima to focus your attention. just going to conclude this meditation by just doing the Awen chant together. This is really about sending your note out into the world, letting the breath of the Awen speak through you, again surrendering into that flow. Let the sound come through you rather than making the sound.
Oh.
Thank you.